Peking Duck have returned with their latest single, Honest, featuring, of course, US hyper-pop singer Slater with, like, three Ys. Adam and Ruben from the band join us now. How you going, guys?
Yo!
That's the kind of energy we want to hear.
You guys are so fun. We're so happy to have you back on the show again. And it's nice to talk over Zoom. It feels like we're all having a cuppa.
I don't think you guys are cuppa drinkers, are you?
No, of course not. Not at all. Our lives.
Fair enough. Hey, the new song, Honest, you wrote it after going for a bit of a run, 10Ks, you reckon, and fully sweaty. How does that go in a studio environment?
Quite bizarre, actually. It's a whole world because you're kind of out of it. You don't know what's happening, which is probably a good space to create in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've never run in my life, so maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
You guys are very fit for, obviously, when you're on tour, and it's been a couple of years of difficulty. Do you think it's going to be possible to get out and about this year?
We'll see what happens, man. We're just taking every day as it comes. We're meant to be in New Zealand right now, but the show's been cancelled. So anything that comes our way, we're down to do. Whether it goes ahead, that's a different kettle of poo.
Yeah, so true.
Fair enough.
It must be so frustrating for you guys, you know, having new music like Honest coming out, and you want to share that with the audience and have that experience. It must be kind of isolating in a way to be stuck in this bubble and not being able to connect, right?
Yeah, 100%. It's a real pain in the nuss.
Where is the nuss located, by the way?
Anus.
Oh, right. How did I not get that? it's just, you know, I'm not often on tour with other people using that kind of slang. I've got, you know, a couple of kids at home who no doubt will be getting along to this. I just want to ask you about Slater. How do you come across a vocalist like that?
She's been killing it, you know, on everything that she does, and she brings huge vibes and energy to every track that she jumps on. So it felt only right to reach out at least and see if she was open to lending her magic to the funky picture show that we created. And lo and behold, she was. And then voila. Well, I guess what we got is what we got, and it sounds great.
Did you get in the studio together, or was it across overseas?
Well, Adam actually was able to get in the studio with her in LA.
Nice.
So what we started with KLP was finessed by Adam and Slater in LA together at the end. And that what you hear is the final product of that.
It is the type of song that makes me want to dance, and I'm not a club girl at all, but if this song was playing, I would absolutely get amongst it.
The whole plan is to get people together, get people dancing, get people chanting. I mean, there was no plan, though, intentionally, like, getting into the studio. We just got in feeling delirious and let it rip, and whatever happened was going to happen, and it just felt like a good time. And so we're like, let's make this the next song. And then we tested it out, actually, before releasing it, and seeing the way the energy of the crowd, like, responding to it was mental. We were just like, all right, this song has to be the next one.
Yeah, so is that the start of what, the next era for you guys? Is there more on the way? Can we expect an album?
There's a lot more music for sure. We've been working together on lots of different tunes, and we'll definitely be putting them out soon, sooner rather than later. But yeah, we're just rolling with it all. Keep writing tunes, keep playing shows wherever we can and having fun with it.
Is that the best part about being in this unfortunate COVID world, is that it's kind of given you guys a little bit more time to sit and create music because you can't get out as much? Is that like a bit of a positive or?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be able, I mean, the whole world was kind of forced to stop, and you could either choose to, you know, take stock of what's going on or do whatever you wanted to do in a way. I mean, everyone had to survive at the same time, so it was very daunting. Anxiety inducing and all of the above, but at the same time I think it gave a lot of people a chance to connect with, like, you know, what they want, what are they, and with that comes, I guess, creativity and inspiration or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, definitely wrote a lot of music during COVID that I don't think would have been written in such a way otherwise. But I mean, life, isn't it? Life's always going to throw unexpected things at you. And I guess it's about how you deal with it. But COVID seems to just be never-ending at this point. So
yeah.
Keep it moving.
You obviously collated with KLP on this, absolute icon. What did she bring to the song Honest that maybe wouldn't have otherwise been there?
Well, KLP brings the funnest vibe in the world. Like, when you share a studio session with her, you walk away feeling just, like, energized. She's such a great, you know, positive personality. And what that does in turn is it just makes the studio session fun. And so when you're having fun, it's generally going to be better songwriting as opposed to if, you know, everyone's butting heads and having a shit time. I mean, sense that you're going to work better together.
I feel like with anything creative, the more you just let it all flow, the better it is. And it sounds like that's what happened with this song. That's why we love it so much. You guys shared on your socials for Valentine's Day, hey, play honest for your crush, see what happens, you know, say, I want to be honest, I want you, I know you're bad for me, but let's have a go. Did this come from any particular inspiration? Or?
Well, that is the whole vibe from the lyric was, you know, that I want to be honest, even though you're bad for me. It kind of just felt like the natural path for it. I think we started exploring, like, I want to be honest, I want you, even though I'm bad for you. But then it was like, we switched it around halfway through and made the story more, I guess, more honest and more generally like what's actually going on, like in forms of all temptation and desire and things like that. you want so many things, and the funnest and most appealing things is the things you don't need but you want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I related to this, didn't I, Craig?
Yeah.
I said, oh, golly.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for giving us this incredible music. We are so excited for the rest and whatever other collaborations might be to come, potentially an album, and we hope it does so well commercially, but obviously it's all about getting together, getting sweaty and enjoying that song, and we hope to be able to do it soon. Adam, Ruben, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you. Really appreciate it.